Radio T-Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How you doing?
Doing well. It's finally Friday.
Right, man. That's good stuff right there.
Hopefully it'll be better than yesterday.
Catastrophe yesterday.
Mama called me about 9:30 yesterday morning. Hot water heater, the little pop-off valve was starting to leak. And that, so I had to take off and go home and take care of that.
That, yep. Oh, man. I hate that. Yours indoors?
It's in the garage. And that, but it's got, the pop-off valve is, has like a temperature probe on it and a pressure. And I think it just went bad and the temperature one was letting it dribble a little bit.
Yeah, at least it's in the garage. That's nice.
Oh, I got in the garage.
That could be a game changer.
She knows it because when I installed the hot water heater, I didn't finish all the plumbing on that, you know, to plumb it to the outside, so it was leaking into the pan, but water didn't get anywhere. It was just dribbling a little bit, so we got it. I just replaced it, and we were good to go. 2 15-meter contacts yesterday.
Okay, I'm fine.
Was all in the U.S. or outside?
No, both of them were GX.
Affirmative, just me saying good morning. Didn't mean to step on you.
Better than us, for sure. Tim, about my 2 15-meter contacts yesterday. There's a country right down there at the top of South America by Venezuela. It's, I don't know, they kept saying like Curacao or something, but it looks like Caraca or something like that. And then I got Chile again.
I was on that island. They're from Florida. And they go down there where they can, got that 300-foot tower and run about 5,000 watts.
Good, but I was amazed that I got them on 15.
Mouth, right?
Had to take off yesterday morning to work on a hot water heater. I ran up to the water man, got me a couple connectors, and she had given me a 1-to-1 balun, and I put it on, and the radio likes it a lot better. And at the worst SWR, it's like 2-to-1, so that's not too bad.
The good balun will always help out. And you get those people on 15, proves it.
It's going to be on tomorrow night now, buddy.
Please sleep.
Tonight.
Sleeping tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, tomorrow and Sunday, you just might as well hold on, because we're going for it.
I'll try to catch up with you. I'm up to 17 now.
Good. We got you, Tim, in there.
Got to get a few more things together on my end, but I had it all set up at my old house. Had a good bit of fun doing it, but we're getting there. We're making strides. All this rain, though, isn't helping nothing for working outside.
You have to dig, right?
Looks like most of next week's supposed to be rain again.
Next 4 days supposed to be sunshiny.
Over to this weekend, I did see where it was supposed to be nice. That's a good thing. I'm definitely looking forward to that. But I didn't look at the rain chances, like, any, you know, percentages or nothing. It just showed on my app. I think it said starting Tuesday through Saturday, it had rain pictures for every day. I'm thinking, man, I could use a break from that.
Somewhere's trying to catch up with Ed. I got to cut grass this weekend.
got that on my radar coming up too. This weekend be a good time to sneak it in before if what I saw was right about the rain. You definitely want to try to get it this weekend.
Can you get you the timing on my truck yesterday? The few on the front were still the original ones from when I bought it, and they had 83,000 miles on them, but they were still in good shape.
Ken, you guys doubled.
The easy way to take care of that grass is put a fence up, put you a couple of nanny goats in there.
HOA probably ain't going to go for that too much. And that, they just can't see my antenna or they'd probably be complaining about it.
You're breeding a dog. Go ahead, but what you going to tell Tim?
Since I got yesterday off and that, I was able to get a couple of new tires on the front of my truck. And that the ones that were on there were the originals, had 83,000 miles on them, but they still were in good shape.
83,000 miles, that's incredible for a set of tires. What were they, Michelins?
No, they were Goodyear Wranglers, what they came on the truck.
Fantastic.
On this truck, and I got... doing the paper out, got 52,000-53,000 on them.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think it's more about how you drive than anything. And that, because I know the kids, they can wear out a set in about 30,000 miles. Get into that guy in Argentina last night.
I couldn't make it either.
You get chilly, you could get to Argentina since they're right next to each other.
All in propagation. I mean, it's like sometimes I can hear you when you're calling them, and sometimes I can't.
Yeah, here, I noticed that if you got that website up, that DX Heat, and down there on the right, it's got like a little propagation thing. If that South America is red, you can do really good on like 17 and lower, or higher, rather.
Well, have good luck this weekend.
So you got most of the countries in South America, right?
I've got, I would say 95% of them.
Some of the little islands and over into Europe and Asia.
That station from Japan.
The website said he was on and that, and I tuned over there and I could hear something, but man, it was just so way down that I just couldn't pull it out, not to make a contact anyway.
It'll be the day. And tell us something good.
Hey, Wake. I'm actually just about destinating, so I'm going to jump out of here. Y'all have a great weekend. I hope you make some fantastic contacts. They rack them up so fast you have a hard time keeping track of them. So do good with that, and we'll look for a report from you on Monday. So 73s, KK4POT.
Safe. Have a good one, Tim. Hope to catch you on down the log. 73s.
Have a good day, Tim. Enjoy your Friday. That's 73 KN4 TFW.
Late this morning for the last hour. Nurse doesn't have the doctor's orders from Connecticut, and she said, well, it's not my problem. I said, yeah, it is your problem. And I had to get tape and gauze. I tried to wrap it. It soaked through the gauze and the tape I had on it, so I had the blood did. So then I had to find something else to wrap it with. And I had to find some other stuff. I had to find tape and fight with it for half an hour. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
It's got various stations. The problem is they're using zinc on it, and I have a problem with that. And they keep wrapping it too tight, so it splits it. And it bleeds all the time. You try to clean it, but it bleeds. So I told him, I said, you can't use zinc. Well, I don't have an arthritis. I said, yes, you do. Well, I came back from Connecticut. We fixed it, and they sent the orders down. She's complaining. I said, listen, I said, I don't care what your problem is. Get it fixed. For stupid people. You know what it is? The demands are in real funny shape, and you really have to have a good signal to knock it out because there's a lot of noise and stuff this time of year. And like I said, we're a very unusual sunspot cycle.
Level on 40 was like about a S7 or 8 for me yet last night.
We're going to have to use a noise canceling. The noise makes a noise canceling antenna up. You can make something up to try to solve some of it. You're going to have to solve that problem on receive. You take all the radio, go around by the power poles and stuff and see if it's what's doing it. And if it's one of the poles doing it, go out there with a 10-pound sledgehammer and whack the pole. And if the problem goes away, call the power company and tell them about it.
Bad idea. Only problem is I don't have no power lines or power poles in my area.
All the way down the street. There might be something else, and you got to find out what it is. But you're going to have to use the noise canceling is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to cancel it somehow. Internet doing it. Shut everything down on the internet. See which one's doing it. Very unshielded garbage connectors, and they leak.
The internet, because you know, it's always on, and then some days it's really good, and some days it's not.
This time of year, you know, you're going to run into that, and you're going to have to find a way to cancel it, and that's what you're going to have to figure out. There's ways to do it, but you're going to have to play with it to fix it. It's not an easy problem to fix.
I'm fair. It's on everything I got.
We still might not solve it.
Those stations last night were working on aiming their beams and everything like that, just checking everything out for tonight.
Checking to see where they could reach and get to and what propagation was doing and basically practicing logging and stuff.
Too, if they're running a beam, it's hard because you're off the side of it. It's hard for them to catch you.
One of those stations, man, he was logging about 5 a minute.
You know, that's why you... It's hard sometimes to get them. I work at one day for a week.
And working, you know, stations that fast is that you got to wait a little while for him to call out his call sign or you got to ask him.
It's a pain in the neck. I hate doing it. That's why I don't like doing that stuff.
Stations call out their call sign and they have that stroke in there. That's usually like a U.S. station that's broadcasting from there, right? Going in a hole that time. Get on the dash. Well, guys, so I'm going to get out of here and that and try to get my day started and hopefully it'll be a good one. And Ed, I'll catch up with you probably this afternoon at least when I get off before you have to go take a nap. And then I'll say 73 to everybody and hope everybody has a good day. KN4 TFW.
Then safe, cowboy. And hopefully catch you this afternoon. And when you start cranking up at 7 o'clock, I hope you have a lot of good luck if we don't catch up. So 73 to you.
I'll be up at Travelers Rest up in the woods. How are you?
Birds.
In there? So it's almost 6 o'clock, I think. Oh, it took me 25 minutes to do that. Problem this afternoon, when she takes that tape off, it's going to tear her skin right up. What do you do about it?
The only thing you can do is call their boss and complain. That's all you can do.
Doesn't have the orders from the doctor, of course. Well, she does, but she isn't listening to her. So what I got to do is I'm going to have to go above her. Now, hey, she's a nice lady, but she says, well, I can't do it. I said, listen, yes, you can. She she's being stupid about it, and what she doesn't understand is I don't have time to play around with people. I said, listen, call up North, talk to the stupid doctor that performed the medical report, and get the darn records.
Don't know how they do it, but you may have to get them yourself and hand them to her.
Okay, she's got them. They were transferred down here, and she's a darn liar, and she knows it. She just doesn't pay attention to it. That's all I want to tell her. I said, my doctor doesn't want to deal with it because he doesn't have to deal with it. So she's going to have to deal with it. Because if not, I'm going to have to have a lawyer get the records, and that's going to be the next step. Lawsuits are going to be flying.
Just got to do what you got to do.
There's nothing you can do about it. Talk to your stupid supervisor, explain to her the situation, and look up the records. They were transferred down here because I paid $25 up north to do it. So I know they were sent down here. She just doesn't want to spend the $25 to get the records. And the social worker got the records so she can do it.
It's the same. I'm going to try and catch you in a little bit. I'm going to be right in sort of a busy section here. I'll give you a holler back in a few minutes. Tim, 4-8
Beakley. I'm going to lay down and see if I can lay down a little longer. Because this thing's hurting pretty good. I'm going to lay down. And I just wanted to say hello to you guys this morning. Okay, 4-9 clear.